In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Ba'una, and we hear the Lord speaking to all of us with this message that we have heard for many, many times. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Again, sometimes we have a different way of how we perceive this command. Some of us already give themselves the absolution that it is not for us. This is something for people that maybe lived one day on earth, but this is no more valid. We cannot live with it. Some of us look at it and we feel in our hearts that our hearts sink inside, knowing how we come short when we look at this command. And if we are honest, we find that even we hardly can love those people whom we are supposed to love, those people who are sharing life with, then what about loving our enemies? This command is the pearl of the teaching of Christ. In no other doctrine that ever came before to man, we hear this, love your enemies. The questions that we are going to try today to look at and answer why we should be doing this and how we are supposed to do such or live with such a command. Five reasons why we should love our enemies. Of course, being a command by itself is enough. If the Lord said, love your enemies, that's it. There is nothing called a command for some people and others are exempt. We cannot think of the commandment of God and filter them based on how we perceive them. Like today, we can see that the world is looking at the scripture with an eye that filters what we see it as okay or fine we can live with, and some other things that we should not be talking about altogether. We are not going to speak about why from the term of being a command and accordingly we are obliged to observe, but why other what are the other reasons why we should love our enemies? It is the test of the true spiritual virtue of love. The difference between morality and spirituality is this. In morality, you are supposed to love those people who love you. And if you do this, you will be a decent person and you are living according to what the community, the culture is telling you to live. But to be a spiritual being, a one who is called to inherit the kingdom, this is the test, that we can take the command above and beyond what we, the community or the culture, is teaching us. If you wanted to test yourself, if you are a spiritual being or just a normal person living, this is one of the commandments by which you can see and test yourself. It is a true and a genuine test to know if you really are conducting yourself according to the Spirit or you are, in a way, living your life as a normal person. It is the test of our true spiritual virtue of love. Another reason why we should love our enemies, according to one of the church fathers named Saint Theodore, he said that those who insult and harm us are the healers of our pride and the teachers of humility. This is hard sometimes. No one of us will welcome anyone insulting or hurting our feelings, especially when we see that we didn't do or we deserve what the people are saying about us. But after all, this is a good medicine. If we all the time hear praise, if what we receive from the people all the time are the words of compliment, actually this might lead us that our ego would be buffed up and we will think of ourselves that we attained what others were not able to attain. But those people who insult us make us to go back and walk on earth knowing that we are human and we are fallible and we are subject also to the insult of others. One of actually the most important medicines for our pride is that when we receive this kind of insult or hurt and we do not react to. Don't look to those people who are hurting you as enemies, but rather consider them as healers of your and my bride. The Lord Christ Himself gave us this lesson. He called upon him that he cast out demons with Beelzebul, the chief demon. He was not in a way offended with it, and he did not react in a personal way to those people who accused him with such accusations. Think of those people who are causing you harm as healers for you, causing you always to be humble. We ought to love our enemies also, because by this we become like him. The son should be like his father. If we call upon God, the one who shines his son upon the righteous and the wicked, if we call upon him father, then we have to conduct ourselves here on earth as him. How we would be like him? How actually we should be in his image and likeness? It is one of these commandments that by which, when we struggle to live with, we become like him. God shine his son and give from his goodness to everyone, even those people who deny him and they speak blasphemy against him. By this virtue alone we may receive the reward. This is what the Lord Christ said today. If you love those people who love you, you have no reward. You are receiving the reward in the love that you are receiving. You are trading love with people. Here there is no reward. But when we love those people whom we know that they hate us or they do not like us, by this alone we receive a reward. Think about it this way. Where is your treasure? Are you storing something in heaven? What the storage will come from, unless you will be able to trade love with those people who hate you and speak evil against you? By this virtue also we protected the purity of our hearts and hence the acceptance of our offerings. Maybe this one specifically is of special importance to all of us. We cannot stand before God and raise our hands and offer him praise while we hold grudge and bitterness is eating us up. Above all, you are not hurting anyone when you hate this particular person. The one we hurt is ourselves. When we hold hatred inside our hearts, we defile our hearts. It is our hearts. Its cleanliness and purity is our responsibility. How can we stand before God? How can we offer him anything and would be accepted unless we will be able to forgive and to love those people who hate us? It's not about your enemy, my brother and my sister. It is about yourself. This heart should be kept pure, no matter what is the cost that you are requested to endure. It is for the sake of you living your life with a pure heart, being able to offer to God a praise and worship. The Lord Christ said that if you come to the temple to offer, and then you remember that your brother, you owe him something, you leave your offer on the altar and you go and you reconcile. It is again, how can we stand in our inner room and pray to God unless we will cleanse our hearts from all blemish and stain of hatred and grudge? So this is the answer why we should or we ought to love our enemies. The question, the other one that usually come, is how then we should be doing this? How can we control our emotions? Is there any way we can do this? Actually, certainly we can't. The emotions is not something under the will of man, where I can push a button or I do some exercises and then suddenly I will feel like I am emotionally changing towards this person. I love this person now. But how we ought to love our enemies? Certainly, the Lord Christ here is not speaking about just the emotions. He is speaking about something we do. It is the act of love that the Lord is expecting us to do, what we should be doing. First of all, do good to those who hate you. Do good doesn't mean that you feel okay with them, or you feel like your emotions are reconciling with you while you are doing good. But just knowing that this particular person who caused you the harm the most is in need of anything, you should be the first one who offer him the help. Yes, you might be saying in your heart, in your mind that, but I do not feel that. Then am I a hypocrite? No, absolutely not. You are doing this only to please God, who is expecting you to do good to those who hate you. That's why the command is to give food to those people who are hungry. If your enemy is hungry, you feed him. If he is thirsty, you are the one to give him a drink. So this is what is requested. You do good. Start with the act of love, and then the Lord will give you later on the heart that truly loves. Secondly, bless those who curse you. Never trade a curse. Never turn evil for evil. Bless those who curse you. Again, as we said that, it is about you. In order to be able to not only keep the purity of your heart, you should not hate anyone. The same applied on our tongues too. The children of God cannot say a word that cursing anyone. Simply they can't. It is not fitting for them. They feel even if they are killed, they cannot trade a curse. Bless those who curse you. If you hear a person speaking evil against you in his face, you wish him blessing. You tell him that may God bless you and forgive me. This is something that we can do. Yes, but I don't feel it. I'm struggling with it. Yes, fine, okay. Who said it's going to be easy? The Lord did not ever say that when you are requested to love your enemy, this is going to be something that's very simple and you just go and do it. No, this is struggle. It's one of the crosses the children of God are requested to carry at all times. Bless those who curse you. Your tongue should not be speaking evil against anyone, no matter how this person hurts you. Number three, pray for those who ill-treat you. Sometimes we come to the church occupied with thoughts against someone, and these thoughts keep on spinning in our minds and take a momentum and take speed, and this will feel like we are moved with outrage towards this person. The solution is you change these emotions immediately by praying for this person who is ill-treating you. If you come to the church and your mind is overwhelmed with negative thoughts against someone, then this particular liturgy should be dedicated for praying for this particular person, that God may bless him and give him grace in your eyes and make you and him to be in peace. Pray for those who ill-treat you. Can we do this? Absolutely yes. It is a decision that we make, something we can do. But while I pray for this particular person, my heart doesn't approve me. It's okay, fine. Wait for this. This is a gift. For your heart to approve what you are doing is something not related to you making a decision. It is related to God bestowing grace upon you. Do what you are supposed to do and wait for God to change your heart. Do good, bless, pray. Number four, no retaliation. The Lord said to him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. If you cannot do this, at least never to think to avenge for yourself. Never to think that I'm going to do it for him as he did to me. This is not Christian. If you are tempted to do otherwise, you know that this is something that's not holy, is not something godly. Never justify in your heart that when I treat evil for evil, I am doing the right thing to stop him or her. This is not Christian. There is no command in the Bible says that you avenge for yourself. There shouldn't be any personal retaliation here. The last thing, how we should this, no personal rights. This is what the Lord said. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. We struggle with one another because we are holding things as ours. It's my right. If we give up what we call it right willingly, then no one can hurt us. If a person is willing to take from your cloak, give him the tunic either. If I don't feel like there is nothing really precious that I can fight anyone for, then I will never be hurt when somebody takes something from me. Either this is something materialistic or something psychological or emotional. If the people do not give me the due respect, so what? I have nothing here to fight with the people with. When I give up what I assume is my rights, by then actually I am walking a very long distance in order to be in peace with anyone. If you are sitting on the floor, my brother, no one can push you that you fall. If you already put yourself on the lowest level, who can take from you or from underneath you anything? If I choose to live like this, I am actually doing myself a favor. So what? I'm not going to fight with anyone for anything because simply I don't have anything. If you want to take my clothes, just take them. If this will make you happy and in peace with me, it's not a big deal. It is how we are ought to conduct ourselves. Again, my brethren, this command is not given to certain people at a certain time. No one of us is absolved to live according to his ideals, or what I think is fair, or what I fit for myself as this is actually how I should be living, no matter what the commandment is telling me. If I wanted to be a true Christian, living as my Father who is entrusting to us this command, then I have no other option except to love my enemy. How we ought to do this? We do good to those who hate us, to bless those who curse us, to pray for those who ill-treat us. No retaliation whatsoever at any time by any way or mean. And also we give up what we assume as personal rights. To God be the glory forever and ever.